And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going well. Currently outside, 50 degrees. Probably not going to warm it up much after that either, though, as we're looking at a high today of just, well, no, that's not the right place. That's clear across the globe. I'm trying to get back to it. We're looking at a high of around 61 for today. All right, and now joining us on the line this morning, we have the program director over at the Fab Lab, ICC Fab Lab. We have Joanne Smith. And Joanne, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. Very well. How are you?
I am doing very, very well this morning. And we're bringing you on this morning because talking about a new program that's going to be starting up, which concerns STEM, which if people are not sure what that means, it's science, technology, and engineering. And this is a great program coming up.
It is. It is. And it's actually not a new program, but we are happy to be able to revive the program after a pause last year due to COVID.
All right. So what this program is, basically it's a free year-long STEM enrichment program for girls ages 6 through 8, trying to get girls, younger girls, interested in these particular subjects, correct?
Correct. And kind of to understand that there are lots of options out there for careers. These may be subject areas that they haven't had as much exposure to in school, or maybe not as much interest in, because they don't realize how diversified the options are for careers and activities and things related to science, technology, engineering, and math. The studies show us that far fewer women and girls are entering those courses and those degree programs, and subsequently those careers as well. And the idea with the STEM program for girls is to kind of level the playing field and get girls more interested in those types of careers and options.
Yeah, because on this stuff that you guys send me, it says only 12% of engineers and 22% of computer professionals are women. And we want to kind of level that playing field, because that's a huge imbalance there.
It really is. And I think there are some misconceptions about what engineering is, or what STEM is all about, or even science careers, that there are lots more opportunities out there than I think people realize. So we want to make sure that we kind of open everyone's eyes and start with the girls ages 6th through 8th grade. The STEM program is available to girls from all over Southeast Kansas who will be entering 6th, 7th, or 8th grade next fall. And it is a tremendous program. We start with a summer camp, and we will run that July 12th through the 30th. This is a fairly intensive camp. It runs for 3 weeks, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 p.m. But it is well worth it. Our girls who come through really get a great experience.
So again, starting out with the summer camp, again, that's going to be coming up in July from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And of course, that's going to be located at ICC, correct?
Yes, it's on the campus of Independence Community College. We use the Fab Lab ICC, as our headquarters, which is another tremendous opportunity for us, because not only do we get to teach the curriculum that is provided as part of the STEM camp, but we are able to branch out a little bit and experiment with some of the other technology that's available at the Fab Lab, and teach some girls some new skills and give them the opportunity to use equipment and technology that they may never otherwise have access to.
Right. I mean, they'll get that chance to be hands-on, because a lot of people, they learn a lot better doing hands-on instead of just maybe reading it out of a book or something. And that's including me. I do better hands-on. That's how I learned a lot better than, say, just kind of reading about it. And I guarantee you there's probably a lot of people that learn better that way. And this is a great way to learn about it.
Of course, and that's exactly how this camp is designed and how the program is designed. It is very hands-on, and I always like to emphasize to the girls, it's not like going to school all summer. You know, we do cover topics that are related to science and math, but we're not using a math textbook. We're not doing math problems. It's fun stuff. It's experimenting with new technology. Just a little bit about what those course offerings are at the STEM camp. We cover four primary areas, and that includes what we call digital innovations, which is learning to use a 3D printer and make prototype items using the 3D printing technology. It is another course is circuits and coding. We call it smart solutions, but the girls will learn how to actually make electrical circuits and do some basic coding as you would do in a computer profession. We also have what is new this year is artificial intelligence and robotics. That's going to be a new section that we haven't taught before. And then the fourth section is virtual reality and augmented reality. We refer to it as immersive media, but it's a lot of fun. The girls get to use 360 cameras and software programs to develop videos and their own virtual reality type experiences.
So
the overarching theme that is built into every core course is design thinking and problem solving, learning how to test it, to create and to come up with an idea and test it and create a prototype and see how it might work to solve a problem.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine. She had her daughter back a few years ago doing robotics, and she's really interested in that stuff. And it's a good time to get girls interested in this stuff at a young age, like you said, 6th through 8th grade. So, again, that's kind of the few things that's going on there. Again, we're starting off with a summer camp starting in July, but after that, can you kind of let us know what the schedule will look like after that?
Sure. It's really a year-long commitment for the girls. We have the summer camp from July 12th to the 30th this year. And then starting in September, back when they're back in school, we will offer a monthly workshop, one Saturday morning of the month. Usually we run from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. All the same girls who have participated in the program are invited back to come to the Fab Lab for a workshop. And we'll have a different topic, a different theme every month. Again, very hands-on learning, and they will have the opportunity to just build on the skills that they started to learn in the summer camp and also to socialize and reunite with their fellow camp members or program members. The students really get a lot out of kind of the relationships that they build with the other girls as well.
And that's extremely important to build those relationships because again, when they get older, that could end up being networking opportunities as well. So again, that's a great thing. Let us know a few more things going on here. Again, it starts on July 12th, but registration is getting pretty close. Correct.
Actually, registration is open now. In fact, we have already about 36 girls signed up, but we have openings for 100. So 100 girls. Or a little more, if we happen to go over that mark, we won't cut it off. But registration is available at fablabicc.org. It's an online registration process. It all goes to a central location, and then I will see all the names, and we will notify all the participants if they have qualified as soon as we get their registration. And we were planning to get all the notifications out by the end of this month, so everyone can be sure and plan their summer. But just a little bit more about the camp. It is entirely free. That's one thing that's very remarkable about this offering. Not only do we have teachers coming in and openings for 100 girls, but there is no cost at all to the girls or their parents. It is all made possible by a grant program from Verizon. This is called the Verizon Innovative Learning Initiative. The company has been working for years with both middle school boys and middle school girls programs to provide these really extra and enriching learning opportunities. They're very focused on education for our youth. And so this is the third year that we have offered camp. We had, as I mentioned, a pause last year. We've been in the program. ICC and Fab Lab ICC have been a part of this program since 2018. And we got almost through two full years of the program before we had to close down because of COVID-19. And that gave us an opportunity to take a pause, rethink the curriculum, and kind of revise everything. Our camp is planned fully in person, so we will give parents and students plenty of notice ahead of time about any kind of safety precautions that need to be in place. But we are wanting to plan plan fully in person, and we will operate as safely as possible, of course, in this still kind of questionable environment. But we will offer transportation for the girls. We contract with a bus service to do a route and pick up girls from throughout Southeast Kansas and bring them to camp and take them home in the afternoon. We provide breakfast. We provide lunch. The girls love eating in the dining hall on campus. It's great food, and it's a great experience for them. And food's super important to girls who are ages, 10 through 15, and it's a big part of their day. So we make sure we take good care of them. We have some physical activities to keep them up and moving. We have lots of opportunities for, like I mentioned, relationship building and making friends and socialization. And it's just overall a tremendous experience for the girls.
And so, again, it's a great opportunity, and that is coming up, starting with a summer camp starting on July 12th. And, again, like you said, it's free. That's the best part about it. Yes. So, again, and also this program is it's developed in partnership with Arizona State University and also Community Colleges Entrepreneurship, correct?
That's correct. There are several organizations involved. Verizon is the funding organization and the overall oversight organization. It's all part of their initiative, but they partner with an organization called the National Association for Community College Entrepreneurship, and that is the organization that really facilitates all of the relationships with the individual schools throughout the country. We are we are the only college in Kansas that is providing a STEM program, but there are other programs happening throughout the United States. There are about 50 total, about 22 programs that are specifically for girls, and the remainder are for boys. Set up here, the design is to address girls in more rural areas who, again, may not have as much access to some of this education and technology as girls in a more metropolitan area. But then, as you mentioned, Arizona State University is also engaged. That is the organization that actually writes the curriculum and trains our instructors on all of the curriculum for the program.
And
so it's multiple organizations, several levels, and we all work together to make it a great, so very unique program for this area. We're very lucky to have something like this right here in Southeast Kansas.
And the other good thing is, maybe if your girl's interested in it, but she's never done anything like that, there is no prior knowledge or experience required to do this, correct?
Absolutely not. There's no kind of academic criteria that's involved to qualify anything like that, it's basic education. I mean, it's advanced, and it's technology that they maybe haven't accessed before, but it's presented in a way that's very understandable for girls of all learning levels and girls of a wide age range. But as I mentioned, we go from 6th through 8th grade, so we do have girls who could be as young as 10 or 11 and as old as possibly 15. So it's a good mix. We work very hard to get them opportunities to kind of mingle with one another, of course, and we take everyone's education level into account. And the girls are often nervous when they come in, especially when there are a lot of people they don't know in the camp, because, like I said, we get girls from all over Southeast Kansas and beyond. We have several girls who live even out of state and come to town to stay with grandparents or relatives throughout the camp experience so that they can participate. But there's a lot of a little bit of nervousness at first when girls are coming in and meeting new girls they haven't known before. But that's part of the fun, they tell us as well when we talk to them at the end. One of the greatest benefits of the camp for them is making new friends. So
absolutely. And again, that's an extremely important part of this program is making friends and networking. You never know, you may end up with a lifelong friend from this camp. Again, this camp will though start on July 12th. And before we close out this morning, Joanne, just how can they get a hold of you guys once again if they would like to register for this camp that's coming up?
Sure. We have online registration available on the Fab Lab website, and that is www.fab.org. FabLabICC.org. And right on the homepage, there is a link to the Girls STEM program. And you can go walk all through the registration from there. There are several questions and some forms to sign off on. And then before camp ever begins, we will have a parent orientation event as well so that we can invite parents in so that we can answer all the detailed questions. Because there's a lot that goes into this. And we're taking charge of your girls for 6 hours a day for 3 weeks, and we want you to understand how everything is going to work. So we will have a parent education or parent orientation event as well. But if parents just have questions, they're not sure if this is right for their daughter, whatever it might be, they're certainly welcome to call me, the director, at 620-330-3006. Again, my name is Joanne Smith, or email at FAB, creativeservices@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to get more information out.
Well, Joanne, I appreciate you coming on today. Appreciate the time today telling us about this great program, which is, again, it's a free year-long STEM enrichment program for girls entering the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade for this coming school year. And, again, this summer camp that will be starting on July 12th. And then after that, there will be one session per month on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. throughout the school year. This is a great program to get girls involved in science, technology, engineering, and math fields. And Joanne, we appreciate your time this morning, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much, Kyle. You as well. I appreciate your time, too.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. That is Joanne Smith. She's the program director over at the ICC Fab Lab, talking about the STEM enrichment program. We'll have that interview up on our website in a little bit so you can hear more about that. Again, though, this free year-long STEM enrichment program starting with a summer camp on July 12th through the 31st. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, guess what? We're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.